Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan on a football Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. Commanders fall to the Eagles 55-23, four turnovers, which turned into 28 points. That's really the story of that game. Chiefs beat the Bills. Now, I was...
Nightmare. Nightmare scenario unfolds.
I was saying this before the break, and I think EB's right. I was like, man, Josh Allen's Phil Mickelson. And what I meant by that is he's really, really good.
Yeah.
But you got Tiger Woods.
I know. It's just and the era he's
Josh
in.
Allen is really, really good, but in the playoffs, and he plays well in these playoff games, but in the playoffs... There's like a player two, and he's 0-4 against Mahomes. I mean, there's the overtime game where they changed the rules because of that. They lost, you know, he had a bomb game there. There's the 13-second game, like he leads them on a potential game-winning drive.
Right.
Defense just has to stop the Chiefs for 13 seconds, couldn't do it. And in this game, you know, a couple plays here and there, but one of the things that a lot of angry fans are pointing to is the officiating, because... They had the ball, I believe, down three, and they ran the tush push on a fourth down. Or maybe that was when the game was tied before the Chiefs scored. I can't remember exactly. But it was late in the game, in the fourth quarter. And they run the fourth down tush push, and you see the one referee on the one side run on the other side of the line.
They're in different
and
spots.
And you see the other referee kind of like right around the line. And there's a million guys in the middle of the field, and then they put the ball down.
It's idiotic.
And it's short of the line. By the way, I think two plays before that, Josh Allen had hit Dalton Kincaid, and it looked like he passed the line for the first down. And instead, they marked it short of the line.
20 yards away, comes in and spots it back of short of the spot where it actually should be.
It's actually maddening watching it.
The thought that, you know, the Chiefs get preferential treatment with these officials, I mean, it kind of bared out the way those calls went.
Right.
I think that the worthy play was just kind of fluky because they ruled it a catch, and there was a penalty on the DB for Buffalo, Hamlin, I believe. So they declined the penalty, and of course, then you run the replay back, and you realize he didn't catch it, and they end up going to score on that. That was kind of fluky the way that happened, but I thought Josh Allen got the first down. They clearly didn't think
that. I just don't know how the most popular sport in America is still being measured by chain gangs and out-of-shape officials running in from the sideline to spot balls. It almost makes the product unwatchable because you just feel like it's so flawed. These are massive games being decided by refs spotting the ball from 20 yards away. And trying to figure out where the ball goes. And seeing the player here, and then the ball goes back here. Yeah. It's out of control.
Well, the problem is on a play like that, you've got so many huge bodies, and when you can't see the ball, I mean, even replay.
But there has to be a better system that that could be
I know you
in
want
place.
To put like a microchip in the ball.
There has to be something better than a chain gang and guys just manually spotting the ball.
Yeah, it'd be better.
I mean, they have
the same system as like in the 50s.
But they have replay, so that kind of helps. So you can
not
watch
if it doesn't get the ball spotted.
Not if there's a mass of people.
That particular play, you couldn't see the ball.
Let me say this about the Bills. They suck at the tush push. I can't remember. I guess it's Romo. Whoever was on the call pointed out that they knew that Allen had a tendency to go left on the tush push. Like, you might as well just call it a quarterback sneak, but they're in that formation. The Chiefs did a good job stopping because they stopped it on a two-point conversion, and then they stopped it on that fourth down. Now, you may be upset with the officiating there. And look, the officiating in Washington's game, a lot of people were upset. You know, there was a late hit.
Sanistrol on Barkley.
There was the non-hold on Saquon Barkley, which I believe Brady noted.
They missed it.
And that was on, I think, that fourth down pass to A.J. Brown.
It was on the fourth and five, Set up another touchdown.
But getting back to Allen and Mahomes and that Chiefs game, in the four losses for Josh Allen, he has led the Bills to averaging 28 points scored in those games. He's got over 1,300 total yards, 11 touchdowns, and one pick. The problem is the defense that's surrounding him. In those four games, the defense has given up 38, 42, 27, and 32.
Sounds familiar. Like,
I mean, Josh Allen can only do so much.
Yeah, well, what I would say there is,
I
agree with Josh. I generally agree with your sentiment, but who leads that other offense?
That would be Patrick Mahomes.
So he's been a little bit better. He's been a little bit better.
Yeah.
I mean, on average, I think if you look at Mahomes' numbers against the Bills in those playoff games, I think he might be at 11 touchdowns with zero picks in those four matchups.
No, he's off the charts.
And yesterday, his legs came into play. They played the Bills in the regular season, and I remember some of these analysts on TV saying that the Bills employed a spy and he didn't have any runs. Well, he had a bunch of runs, big runs yesterday.
He had 11 of them.
But look, Dalton Kincaid's got to make catch. Like, that's where it's not your fault. Like, he faced a ridiculous pressure on that fourth down. It looked like he was just throwing it up for grabs, but he actually threw it to Dalton Kincaid, which would have put them in field goal position, and he drops it.
I don't know. It was in his hands. That's the thing. I mean, the Chiefs make those plays down the stretch in the last 3 or 4 minutes where, for whatever reason, these other teams aren't making them. They're just not.
And that their tush push, you can say it was the referees, but it just wasn't as effective as you normally see from like the Eagles.
Yeah. I'm not going to say the officiating cost them the game, but it's been an issue. We've already talked about the A.J. Brown thing with Lattimore. I mean, I thought that should have been two flags thrown on both, offsetting.
Absolutely.
I don't know why. I mean, maybe just because Lattimore has that reputation, but
definitely hurts him.
But A.J. Brown, he ripped his helmet off. That was bad.
Yeah.
People are upset at the Lattimore pass interference on the third down to Devontae Smith. Now, at minimum, maybe it was defensive hold because he's holding him. But the play before that, he mugged Dallas Goedert. Mugged him.
He mugs everybody. I mean, it's just how he plays. That's why I don't have any use for it.
He does mug people.
He mugs everybody. He's literally no different than St. Juice.
He's trying to get away with it. He's trying to see what he can do by playing physical and get away with it.
He's had an incredible career.
Yeah.
But he's probably lost a step and then grabbing even more.
And maybe the injuries have made him a shell of what he used to be. I mean, we had the previous caller, and then I looked it up. The last three seasons, he's played is 10.
He's missed half the games last year.
He played 9 games this year. I think he played 7 the year before and 10 the year before.
They'll probably bring him back, but I wish they wouldn't. It was a swing and a miss. Didn't work. It's okay. No, nobody's perfect. Didn't work. Turns out he kind of sucks.
I'd be willing to try it if he's physically healthy and he has a full offseason to recuperate and see if it works in 2025.
I know this. He's a polarizing guy. I put something out Twitter during the game, and in 1 minute, it had over 70 responses.
Mm-hmm.
In 1 minute.
What was the majority? Just one.
Anti.
Yeah, there wasn't anybody backing him.
Trust me.
Yeah. Oh, I tweeted during the game, he's a liability. And the first responses were, do you even watch football? you know, people just mocking me. But then, you know, then it changes. So you get it all. You get it all.
There's 541 responses right now on Lattimore.
No, I thought he would be a
There's a couple people
factor.
Who say Lattimore getting screwed by the refs, which I don't agree. Then it's typical, like barbecue chicken on his way elsewhere, a culture killer. Pain in the ass, overcooked,
look, if he
selfish,
was,
washed, amiss.
If he was a free agent to be and they only traded a six-rounder to get him, I could see them moving in a different direction. But to trade multiple picks, including high picks, and the fact he's under contract, I think they're going to keep him.
They probably will because of the contract, but I don't just double down just because I gave up a lot for him. Like, if you suck, you suck.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're not happy with it.
You know, if you made a mistake, the best thing to do is get out of it, as far as I'm concerned, but whatever.
Maybe he
can be like a third corner.
He is a freaking hothead, though.
Maybe he can play his slot. I don't know. He'd probably trip whoever he covers and climb on top of him.
Now, I didn't see the full clip, to be fair. So maybe it's out of context, but did you see his post-game remarks?
No, I didn't care.
No accountability.
Basically saying we lost.
Took no accountability.
Can you find those, Valdez? Yeah. Sorry.
If you want to chime in on Marshawn Lattimore, you can. 800-636-1067. What would you do with Lattimore? To give him a second chance, bring him back next year, or are you done with him like EB?
I've seen enough. He had two games where he wasn't challenged, so I was told he was great.
It's hard to let go. You gave up high draft capital for him. I have a hard time just parting with him after one subpar half a season.
Sometimes you make
mistakes. Dealing with a hamstring injury.
Sometimes the best thing to do is get out of a mistake.
I think he's going to be the starter of week one of 2025. I don't think he's going anywhere.
Does he fit into the culture, though? You know, the brotherhood that Quinn talks about and the special culture that they built.
Maybe the guys love him. They probably love him because he's a feisty guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of those guys where he's on your side, you tend to love him. I just don't like all the penalties. I mean, I literally don't think I actually think he had more penalties than St. Just.
You may be right. It just might be a whiff.
I actually think he had more.
He probably had five just in the Eagles games total.
Like I said, Drab likened it to the acquisition of Josh Norman, where it was like, okay, on paper, this guy is supposed to be good, and then it just didn't work out.
Sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes the best thing to do is get out of a mistake.
Cut your losses.
Cut your losses. Get out. Get out.
I mean, they gave up a third, fourth, and a sixth-round pick for him. Now, fifth round came over with
him. A little bit, but what kind of sticks out to you in terms of the difference in the outcome here?
Just the turnovers, you know what I'm saying? We can't win if they were +3 on the turnover margin like that. And that's really it, you know. I feel like we play hard, offense, defense, special teams, but it's just a turnover. You know, that's the difference in the game.
I have to ask about the scrimmage with A.J. Brown. What did you take away from that?
You said, I take away from what?
The sort of fight, I guess, with A.J. Brown. I
want to know. See what it is.
Yeah, he's probably the most unapproachable guy in the locker room.
He doesn't sound like he loves the media.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, the turnovers were the difference in the game, I agree. But also, every time you freaking hopped on a guy and, you know, they called a penalty on you, it didn't help.
Right. Or got cooked.
And, you know, every time you got burned or you climbed on top of a guy for 20 yards, that didn't help either, buddy.
I'll say
you won't get a Lattimore jersey.
Lattimore did make one big play.
Got no interest.
To me, he made one big play during this run, and that was that tackle of Bucky Irving on what could have been a game leading drive for the Buccaneers. Instead, they had to run like a third and short and got stuffed because there was a botched snap and they kicked the field goal.
Manny Forbes made a couple tackles too.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember him if he did.
No, Lattimore was a clear disappointment.
Let's go to John in D.C. John, what's up?
What's up, fellas? Hey, the Commanders have a coaching problem. You can keep Lattimore, but Lattimore, I don't think he respects his defensive coordinator. All right? If you want to fix the Redskins, you don't need to do all of these drastic things. You need to get an offensive coordinator and a defensive coordinator.
You don't like Cliff?
Daniels.
Hold on, you don't like their offensive coordinator?
You don't like, their defense coordinator technically is Witt, but Dan Quinn's a big part of it.
Okay, well, Jaden Daniels has just gotten Cliff a 2-year contract with another team because that Jaden Daniels, to me, is the best thing of the whole season.
Oh, of course.
He played from behind every game. Cliff has been getting too much credit. And what I saw yesterday was no adjustments on defense. What I saw was people not being punished in practice for making too many mistakes. Same thing going on in D.C. Everybody's too nice. You need some no-nonsense coaches in there, man. Hail to the Redskins.
All right, thank you.
I mean, Joe Witt kind of is that style.
Yeah, I think that's a little outrageous.
Supposed to be Tell the Truth Monday.
I think the biggest thing, and I don't know if VB said it on the air, I saw one of your tweets. They're under-talented. We knew that. They're kind of under-talented.
Look, Jaden is a godsend. He's going to save us for the next day. He literally is going to save this town. To what extent, I don't know, but he's going to keep us relevant. But everything else, I mean, Terry's amazing. Outside of those two guys, man, there's a lot of upgrades.
We knew that Peters needs multiple off seasons to get the roster the way he wants it.
Right.
He's had one.
I know it doesn't mean anything.
Let him have a few more under his belt.
How many Pro Bowlers do they have?
How many Pro Bowlers?
Yeah.
We had a bunch of alternates.
One or two?
We had like a million.
I don't care
alternates.
About the alternates. I'm talking about the Pro Bowlers who everybody devalues. But
I can't remember.
The Eagles got like 8 or 9. Yeah. The Chiefs have 8 or 9.
We ran hot. It's okay to admit it. We ran hot this year. It was an incredible run, but we got it. We got to dig deep. And I know that Peters will. There's no way we're gonna be worse next year in talent. There's no way.
No, it's impossible.
It's impossible.
Right. Record might be.
That's what I said a couple weeks ago, and everyone wanted. I was the worst guy in the country.
Well, I mean, look, 12-5 is hard to get.
It's okay to go from 12 back to 10.
Yeah.
Like, these things happen.
Just make the playoffs.
Right. They have the key ingredients, and you got to build around them. But at least we got to be honest. There's a lot of upgrades.
And I just disagree with the caller that Jaden Daniels was the entire offense at Kingsbury. I had nothing to do with it.
Right.
That's ridiculous. I mean, coaches have something to do with your success.
Although I think it was weird yesterday. They started out with, 75 straight passes.
I didn't like the fact that they were
pass heavy.
I didn't.
They were. Well, they realized they couldn't run.
Yeah, they know the Eagles shut down the run.
I guess.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I guess.
You're going to your strength, and you're hopefully avoiding their strength on defense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Luke Waldorf. Luke, what's up?
What's up, fellas? Listen, stop whining, man. Marshawn Lattimore is that guy. He has been very hurt. The hamstring has been tore up. Give him a full offseason to heal. Give him a full training camp. I mean, what's the alternative? St. Juice would have got killed.
I don't know.
No, St. Juice is a free agent.
It's called a free agent or a draft pick.
No one's saying St. Juice is better. I'm not saying St. Juice is better.
Okay, so you can't cut the guy. Give him give him a full training camp. Or even if you go in the draft, you're going to deal with a rookie with A.J. Brown and Mike Evans again. No, you got to give him some time. And I'll say this on my last point.
Mm-hmm.
He's bringing some good added toughness to this team. Everybody's so nice. I'm a brotherhood. I get that culture, all that. But I would love for Jaden Daniels to take the next step and grab somebody by the throat and say, hey, fumble the ball again and see what happens. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the way he is.
Yeah, it's not his style. Not his leadership style.
And I think Bobby Wagner's pretty tough. That guy made some big hits all season long. He didn't need Lattimore in there to install toughness.
Free agents at corner include DJ Reed, New York Jets, Carlton Davis, Detroit Lions, Byron Murphy, Vikings. These are all high-rated guys. Charvarius Ward, the Niners, Rasul Douglas, Bills. I mean, there are guys, Asante Samuel, Chargers. There are guys out there that they can go pluck. Problem is, he's under contract and makes a lot of money. But, EB, I think you make a good point. Sometimes you got to cut your losses. So they got to make an assessment. We don't know. Yes, they talk about the brotherhood. Did he fit in? Did the guys like him? Does he listen to the coaches? Does he fit into the scheme?
Right. I don't know.
My guess is he does come back next season.
If I had to bet money on it, I bet he'd be back. Of course. I'm just giving you my hot take.
Yeah.
My opinion. My opinion is he blows. I don't know, whatever.
I mean, so far, he's blown.
They bring him back because they're handcuffed. Is that a good thing?
No.
I don't know. The two best games they point to, the ones that they didn't throw, maybe, I don't know. I guess he played great.
We're judging. See, that's the thing. We're judging him against the two best receivers he covered.
He played good.
If he's
good
making
receivers.
Plays against average receivers, right, well, that's kind of what you want, but you certainly need him to step up against the
big time. You can't stop the good guys. What point are you anyway?
I mean, right.
I know, but that's my point. My point is maybe he's going to be a better player next year a full offseason.
I mean, in the NFC East alone, he's facing Neighbors, CeeDee Lamb,
I know.
A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, his murderer's row.
Yeah. I just think he'd be better somewhere else.
800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up next, We're going to talk to our pal Rick Doc Walker on a Football Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you on a Football Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. Joining us right now for a little colleague check-in. He's been doing post games all year. You hear him all the time on this station on the Team 980. He's a Super Bowl champ. It's our pal Doc Walker. What's up, Doc?
Fellas, not much, man. Just still pissed off, yep. But nothing I can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is what it is.
It's frustrating.
I know you don't do moral victories,
no.
But if you had to describe this season, You know, they were 4-13 a year ago. They turned it all the way around to 12-5, won a couple of playoff games. 14. I know you don't want to do any moral victories, but it's pretty amazing.
14-6 is a damn good year.
Yeah, well, it's still a return to glory. No, I accept that. We have a stadium that we show up at now. We're no longer taken over by our opposition. We have respect. We have a fan base now that's re-energized. We've got kids that are 35 and under that can come out and wear gear. No, this is a turning point, the pivot point. I'm really proud of that. It's exciting. It's just too close. It's still seeing us throw up all over ourselves. I don't mind losing a game. I've been beaten. But to give a damn game away is just not comforting at all. It's too close to that. Mm. It's still the after fact of it. And I'm like, I can't get over that in the manner in which it happened. Yeah, the Eagles are damn good. They may be the best physical talent I've seen in a while. It reminded me of some of our teams in the past. But to go there and just not be what we had been all year is just irritating as hell to me.
Is it delusional to think, because I know in the moment I felt this way, and Russell pointed it out, that if the most upset I got yesterday, Doc, as a fan, well, and the one time I had an outburst in front of my mother and she told me to be quiet, was I smashed my ottoman with my hand with the Eckler fumble. Because if we score on that drive, it's 34-30, maybe 34-31. And listen, they were awesome, the Eagles. I tip my cap to them. I'm not saying that they weren't. But, you know, sometimes things just snowball out of control. I just felt like that was a pivotal moment, and we still could have maybe pulled off another miracle. I mean, who knows? You know, I was still in it mentally. Are you with me on that or no?
Yeah, no. It's just, for me, I have a value system. And guys who make big plays, they earn some capital with me. Mm-hmm. This guy, Eckler, to me, he was the one of the keys for us to win. He had to do what he does. If that guy fumbles, okay. He makes big plays. I get it. I know nobody feels worse than him. He said, we only have a few. We have minimum amount of playmakers because this is a phase one of a return to glory. So I'm over my skis because they made me get over my skis because these dudes were freaks. The things they did aren't normal. So I was like, is it running out? No, the Eagles took it. Punching balls, we punch balls in practice. These guys practice that way. But it shouldn't have happened to us there on the road. Road teams got to be aware. They were scared to death of us based on what we had shown. So it caught me off guard. I mean, once you catch the damn ball, you're not going to score. Security's everything. And it just shook me up to think, I go, well, no, maybe just give the Eagles credit. But I got a problem doing that because I despise most of their fan base other than my neighbors. We got Eagle flags hanging down my neighborhood today. And it just the anger, a competitive spirit that I felt we were good enough to win. Otherwise, I'd just be going, I was happy we were there. I don't feel that way. I really thought we would win until I saw, well, no, we're just not built for it because we don't run well enough and we don't stop the run well enough. Those are principles that never fail. In tackle football, no matter what happens, and I know it's changing, that will never change. And we don't do either one well. And so that's it. Wrap.
All right. So phase one of the return to glory. Yeah. So you're in charge. Phase two, where do you start?
Well, you got to get an edge presence. There's three positions. You got to get three players. And there's only about a half a dozen. We talk about it because we're still emotionally tied into it.
Sure.
But there's only six difference makers in the entire damn league on defensively, if you think about it. And you got cap space. And again, we finally have people that I trust that are making these decisions, not me. We are in good hands. That's their job. But hopefully they will go out and get us a guy who's a proven killer that comes off the edge, that's a bona fide freak. Because we give up too much. People get around the corner on us. And that guy, Saquon, he's not going anywhere. And the Giants, our division is the best to me. It always is. The NFC Championship should be at our place, New York, Dallas, or Philly. That's just how I feel about it. So that was perfect what happened. They're not going anywhere. So what you saw there, it's not going. So what are we going to do about it? We have got to get a running game. We knew what we have. We're hit and miss. Well, I'm tired of that. I don't have to beg somebody to be able to run the ball. We got to get it back. We got to get back, and I'm not going to beg people to stop the run. We got to get people that can do it. And I think that the people we have in charge, they will get the job done. And if not, you don't want to see the schedule next year. See, the fairy tale has ended. Now everybody is, they're lifting weights thinking of you. They got posters in their facility of you. So now you're the hunted. You snuck up on people because you sucked for the past decade and nobody took you serious. That's over. So you got to be locked and loaded now because now you're hunted. And I can't wait to see what happens because we got a good group of guys. They will compete. But this little thing, what we just saw, lock up because it's going to be a hell of a ride next year.
So, Doc, you give us a couple things which we've been talking about. They definitely need to upgrade the running game and learn how to stop the run. What do you do with Marshawn Lattimore?
Well, I love him. I'm not doing nothing but let him heal.
Okay.
Yeah, because here's the thing you got to understand. When you're dealing with the level of wide receivers that are in our league right now, you got to have a freak to deal with them. I feel you what you're saying about him, but he deserves the right to play healthy. When he's healthy, in our division, he can at least cope with the talent that's now in this league. Back in the Stone Ages, there was three or four people. There are 13 or 14 of them now. So I don't think in his credit, you were right. I mean, he's edgy, but you got to have a guy like that on the edge based on who he's got to deal with. See, we get spoiled here because we got a guy who's not a jerk or a jackass.
Oh, he's amazing.
Who's a star wide receiver.
Yeah.
Most of them dudes are hard. So you got to have a guy to counter them. He's perfect for that. You don't want a guy that you got, you know, just perfect on every area. You need a beast to deal with these people. He's perfect. Let him heal. Now, if he gets healthy and is grabbing and doing the things that you illustrate and you're right about, then I'm with you. But I got to let him heal because I've seen him play healthy. And you need a dog. We don't need a guy that's going to get a citizenship award out there corner. You need a dog. And this guy, I love him for that. But he's not been healthy. And I think I don't want him to feel like he sacrificed his reputation to come back early. And then he got barfed on by the community. Because that wouldn't be fair. Because he could have just said, I'm not ready to go. Then guess who we'd had to put out there? People that we know can't do it. So I just think he deserves that bit of respect. Now, if he comes back healthy and gets the same results, then I'll join you in booing him.
Doc, how great was Luvu launching himself over the pile to stop the tush push? I loved it. I loved seeing that sort of fight from him.
One of them guys, I tell them, they get a flat tire at night, 5 a.m., call me. I'll come pick you up. We just need three more of them. You know, it's hard to be that guy. It's like Neil Okowitz. We had Neil playing middle linebacker when everybody goes, well, he's this. No, he's a dog. It's very difficult to get these people like him. We've got two guys. Our oldest guys played their best game in this. And what Wagner, at our tight end, I'm looking at Ertz. I'm going, I can't believe he's doing what he's doing. That's what I'm talking about. He gave you his guts. He gave you everything. And now, can he do that again? I don't know. But I hope he does. I hope he tries to. But we got to get these young guys to see the moment because it's not guaranteed next year. You're a target now. You're hunted. Whole new ball game. But our base, the fact that they rejuvenated this entire country that believes in burgundy and gold is amazing. Hey, man, we work the cleanup squad. So post game is a cleanup squad. And usually it's full of manure. And we got to clean it up. And this year was an absolute joy. You could hear it in people's voices. Our people travel all over the country with this team. And so, you know, you man these microphones every day. You know, this job can be, it's not as much fun as it ought to be if the product is rotten.
They're darn right about that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something, Doc, before we let you go. Cakes, I think it was, brought up the point, and it's excellent, and a lot of people have brought it up throughout the season, though, that with Jaden now, listen, we're all frustrated, but we got our guy, so that's what I'm thrilled with, and that's the foundation. He's going to keep us relevant for the next decade, I'm convinced. But he's really going to help. I think he will help in free agency. How valid of a point is that? Where guys are going to want it. This is actually going to become a destination for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, there'll be receivers that may be inclined to it, but and I agree with you, but trust me, guys just care about money.
Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, that's bigger.
Yeah, I'm not going to BS you and tell you people.
I agree.
People sign for money, man. People came here because Dan was paying people. Mm-hmm. Remember how they would say?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They came here for money.
Lavernius Coles, guys like that.
Yeah, they came here for money. All the people came here. They're just rotten program. They came to get paid.
Hainsworth.
Yeah, they came to get paid. That's slob.
So you
they
think it's actually overrated. So you actually think at the end of the day it's overrated.
Yeah, they came to rip Dan off. If they find a sucker, and he was a sucker, they come to rip him off.
Uh-huh.
But see, DQ are these guys we have now? No, they're pros. They're not going to have it. And this team won't accept it. We got a really good group. We just got to avoid injury. And we lucky because our leader, he didn't wake up in the middle of the night to check see how many followers he has. He's stable. And as long as you got a guy who's not an egomaniac, who's your leader, you got him and Terry. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. We got sanity. Now we got to get us some bulls.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get some people who don't talk about it, but they do it. We have way too many. I don't need no interviewers. We need some people to go out there and are savages. That show up and kick people's ass because we got way too much dialogue. And then you get cut the game on, and we can't get a yard, and people are driving the ball down our throat. Mm. And Saquon was available. See, that's what the league offers us. So that's why I'm going AP, DQ, these guys. We just keep supporting them, and I trust that we'll be in this position. We just want to be in the hunt. But you look at next year's schedule and buckle up. It's going to be interesting.
I agree.
All right, Doc. Good stuff.
Thank you, Doc.
Hey, guys,
appreciate
keep kicking ass, man. Yep.
All right, thanks,
buddy. Talk to you soon, man.
Good deal.
It's Rick Doc Walker on a Football Monday brought to you by Chenega Mios, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. Welcome back on a Football Monday brought to you by Chenega Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. Wrapping up the Commanders season, it's two little junkies blitz right now, brought to you by Offenbachers. You can visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture. I'll start Commanders related. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported on SportsCenter yesterday that the Saints are indeed interested in interviewing Cliff Kingsbury for their job. They've already talked to offense coordinator Kellen Moore from the Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Drabs guy.
They've supposedly interviewed Mike McCarthy along with a few others.
Mm-hmm.
Are you worried that Cliff Kingsbury could bounce to New Orleans?
I'm going to guess he's... Now, I'm sure I'll be proven wrong. I'm going to guess he's going to wait for a better scenario than hitching his wagon to Derek Carr. Personally.
Is that the only job that's open?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because Schottenheimer's in Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't get the chance. I don't even think we had a chance to talk about Pete Carroll landing the job. Did we talk about
we
that
did
on
not.
Friday?
Not really.
I think it happened after we left Friday.
Yeah. Pete Carroll lands the job with the Raiders.
Yep.
73 years old.
I'm going to lend Drab T-shirt any Raiders gear I have remaining if he would like it because I know he's a Pete Carroll guy. So
I'd love it.
Do you still have your old Jeff Hostetler Raiders jersey from the BCTV days?
I mean, that thing's 30 plus years old. There's no way I still have that.
You are a hoarder, though.
I am a bit of a hoarder, but not to the point where I would have an old replica Jeff Hostetler from 35 years ago.
So you like the hire, Drab. Obviously, you're a Carroll guy.
I love the hire. It's going to be great for their culture. They need someone like that, somebody sturdy that can bring a winning attitude to that loser organization.
Maybe a Russ reunion in the desert.
I know people are throwing that out too. I don't know if I'd go that far, but I definitely would be watching it.
Right.
All right. So maybe you think Cliff's going to hold out for a better job, or
I think he is.
Maybe he saw what happened to Bobby Slowick.
That's
who was one of those hot names last year, the offensive coordinator for the Texans who lost his job, or Amarulo, the guy who was the defensive coordinator for the Bengals, was a hot name last year, coordinator. Yep. Then he lost his job. I know that he landed on his feet in Indianapolis as a defensive coordinator.
I think Cliff,
he looks at Ben Johnson making $13 million and he says, hey, Derek Carr's not bad.
They're going to pay me that much? Yeah.
I think he's going to roll the bones. I think he's going to bet himself. I think he's back here in Washington for one more season, and then he probably finds a better situation out there than Derek Carr, and let's be honest, like an aging Alvin Kamara at running back.
Yeah, I mean,
like
there's not a lot they go out
going on there.
And add some pieces, but it's one thing to be an OC and make, I'm sure he's making great money.
Right.
But head coaching money is
life-changing. Well, he's still getting paid head coaching money.
That is true. But this will be even a bigger contract.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't know. I think he has faith that with Jaden, he won't go the way of Bobby Slowick.
I mean, but I wouldn't want to lose
Bobby Slowick before last year. At least Cliff Kingsbury has been a kind of an established guy offensively for a long time.
Could be wrong. I don't see Jaden's numbers taking a Stroud-like dip in year two.
I think actually his numbers will get a little bit better.
I hope that doesn't happen.
Maybe not in touchdown interception ratio. Maybe, who knows? But I think his passing yardage numbers will go up a little bit.
Let's hope.
I don't know about rushing.
Let's hope that's the case.
Yeah.
His numbers were staggering.
Great numbers.
Especially the rushing
overall,
numbers.
Yeah. But I think there's more room to grow in the passing game for sure. And I gotta assume, like he said, he doesn't cheat the game. That he's going to have an incredible offseason. Like, go relax. Go enjoy yourself. Whatever. But he's going to get back into it. He's going to be on that VR machine. He's going to be locked in. I expect a better Jaden Daniels in 2025/26.
And the rookie version was pretty damn good.
Pretty darn good. Yeah. Yep.
Pretty impressive.
I agree.
Sticking kind of with the Commanders offseason, and sometimes it's hard to know with some of these rules. Restricted, unrestricted, and that sort of thing. But currently, the Commanders have 25 players scheduled to enter free agency. Eight or nine will be unrestricted. They could receive a compensatory draft pick between rounds 3 and 7 if they lose a high-value player.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about all the guys that they could bring in. There are a lot of guys who also could leave.
Yeah. But I don't know if you're going to be upset if some of these guys leave.
I think I'd be okay saying bye-bye to most of the names on the list.
I mean, Bobby Wagner, I'm just going by the cap hits. Bobby Wagner, free agent. Mariota, free agent. Chin, free agent. Tressway, free agent.
Well, Tress is going to stay.
Probably, yeah. Farrell, free agent. Michael Davis, free agent. He's gone. St. Juice, free agent. I don't think anybody would.
No, I think he's probably the first one gone.
John Bates, free agent. Derek Forrest, free agent. So most of these guys are, you know, Zach Ertz is free agent, but he's 34.
I tell you, I'm really torn on Wagner because I do think he provided an element. His smarts and calling plays, like you could see him literally calling plays out there.
Mm-hmm.
But he is slow as hell.
Here's one, De'Ami Brown, free agent.
I like De'Ami.
I mean, he had a nice burst there toward the end of the season, but not reliable. I think you can find better elsewhere.
Yeah,
he fumbled his way out of here.
Yeah, I mean, again, no real use for De'Ami Brown. Are there a lot of De'Ami Brown supporters out there? Probably not.
So, the Eagles are in the Super Bowl. They'll face the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. They beat the Bills 32-29. Some people are lamenting on the officiating. And I think you can make a case that they were screwed on the Dalton Kincaid spot, the Bills, and they were screwed potentially on the Tush Push spot. But in the end, the Chiefs make the plays when they have to, and the Bills didn't. Kincaid catch the ball. now you at least have the chance to kick a game-tying field goal, if not continue the drive to win the game.
Yep. You're right. They just
And they didn't give the ball enough to James Cook.
He had 13 carries for 85 yards.
It's just going to be two-plus weeks.
It's not enough, right? James Cook averaged 6.5 yards per carry.
I don't know why they didn't. I have no idea.
Watching them, even against the Ravens and then in this game, it seems like, first of all, Amari Cooper, they need a dynamic receiver.
That's their swing and a miss, is Amari Cooper, acquiring him.
Well, they also drafted Keon Coleman, and they drafted him high. And
they drafted him, one or two picks above Xavier Worthy?
Yeah. So, he had one catch. I mean, he hasn't turned into what they thought he was going to be. So I could see them going out and getting a receiver. But again, this is the Chiefs. This is now 5 and 6 years. Think about that. Mm-hmm. That's absurd.
I just can't handle the 2 weeks of Mahomes glazing that we're going to be subjected to.
You got to get used to it.
That's what you really hate. You wanted that Jaden Daniels argument to work out in your favor. Dude, and I know you devalue quarterback wins.
Yeah.
He, in 7 years as a starter, has been to the AFC Championship game every season.
Understood. Here's what I'm going to do.
There's a reason.
I'm going to go to Twitter, and I'm going to block Mahomes. Any mention of Mahomes is not going to come across this sacred timeline of mine. So that'll help. That'll at least help.
Mm-hmm.
I've got you guys who are part of the Mahomes booster club over here.
Can't block us.
Yeah, you guys are going to be in my ear for 2 weeks.
It's Mahomes.
I'm not a
Reed.
Mahomes fan as a player. I just respect what he does.
It's Spagnuolo. Like, they've got a great head coach, a great quarterback, a great defensive coordinator, and it's the Patriots formula, right? The Patriots had a great head coach and a great quarterback, and they
didn't have superstars all over the place. No, you're right.
Look, I know how great Mahomes is. I just don't need everybody shoving it in my face for two straight weeks. And that's what's going to happen. There's no way to escape it.
There'll be more Travis Kelce glazing.
Drab, can I take the next 2 weeks off, please? I know I haven't put in a PTO request.
Get those
this is
vacations
my request.
In early.
And look, take it now. Maybe I'm just off for the next 2 weeks.
I was rooting against my own monetary interest because I wanted the Bills to win.
Yeah, whatever. Was that?
I know,
$50, $100,
whatever it is.
Who cares? No,
you still can win. If the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, you win the
Yeah,
Super Bowl.
But I don't want the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But I don't really care for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl either.
I don't know who to root for. But this one sucks. I mean, I think Travis Kelce is just a douche. He just gets on my nerves. He's cringe. I don't mind Mahomes.
You can't root for the Eagles. You're a Commanders guy. I cannot root for the Eagles.
In an odd
Super
way, I find myself.
I understand in that sense, but I don't look at it that way. I don't care. Like, who's a douche on the Eagles? Like, the Eagles. Like, Saquon's a good dude, actually.
Gardner Johnson.
Whatever.
I think Jalen Hurts is a good dude.
I would never root for the Penguins to win anything.
But I can't root for the Chiefs.
Maybe
the
Sirianni. Some people find Sirianni kind of douchey.
I love Sirianni.
I kind of want Sirianni to stick it to the haters.
We'll be Switzerland. We'll both be neutral. There's nobody to root for.
You don't
nobody
have to root
here.
For anybody.
I don't have to watch. I don't care. My team's eliminated. Yeah, I went to bed at halftime yesterday.
All right, let's get back.
The second game, I didn't care. Do you care who wins the Bills or Chiefs?
I know you don't.
Let's get back to your team. What will you remember most about this season? We'll tackle that next. And if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam
on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.